Henry, first off, I want to get the chance to ask you about the announcement today with the charging stations, the new charging stations here in the parking lot outside the Batavia Downs Casino and Gaming. Just talk about what the initiative here was and the details in terms of what's being available.
Yeah, we've had some inquiries. We through focus groups, through surveys that we have of our guests, the hotel patrons, they've asked to have some charging stations. And we had previously installed a few on the other side of the building by the valet, but certainly the demand was much greater than what we had on site. So we had met with Mike Prinzi from PPR, who was the contractor who installed the EV stations. He met with the board, he pitched them on the project, he let them know that he's on the state bid, so it was competitively bid, and he also let us know that there was some money available through National Grid and NYSERDA to help cover the costs. I think the board was very impressed with his presentation. Obviously they agreed to the project, and it was just completed within the last month. Today's the ribbon cutting on it. They've already been utilized quite often over the last couple weeks, and we're looking forward to, as there's more and more demand for both electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles that require some charging, we're sure that they're going to be utilized more and more.
Looks like there's about a dozen charging stations here available for
There's a dozen in the main parking lot, and there's four over by the valet, so 16 total.
Okay, very good. Did want to get a chance to ask you about the future of Western Regional OTB. I know that the board of directors has been meeting about new leadership atop of the Western Regional OTB. What can you tell us about in terms of just what you know of the developments there and what you're willing to share about the future of the OTB going forward?
What I do know, Mark, is that I'm not involved in the search process. I have a very good relationship. I have a great relationship with the board of directors. We've worked very closely over the years. I think we've brought some great teamwork to this place, and we've grown. You know, we've certainly grown the revenue here. I think our employees are second to none. The customer service that we provide, and that's a combination of working with the board and them having trust and faith in the officers and the employees here. Relative to the search itself, I'm not involved at all, Mark, with the search. I know that there was a meeting scheduled for tomorrow, I think, to do some interviews. I believe that's been put off. I think they're going to put out a statement today. I was told by the chairman clarifying when that next date might be, and I'm told it's next week. You'll know probably within the next few hours what date will be next week, and I think they'll continue their process. I'm personally looking forward to whoever they do select, to working with them to have a nice smooth transition. I think the employees here have earned that right to expect a nice peaceful transition where they can continue to do the great work that they do. This place, I mean, has grown by leaps and bounds. I've been here 15 years. The last eight as CEO, and I couldn't be prouder of the work that they've done. I hear it on a daily basis when I'm on the floor talking to our guests or after the concerts, what a great experience they have here, and I firmly believe that that's going to continue here. I don't know who the finalists are, but I'm very hopeful, you know, based on my interaction with the board, that that's what their concern is, to make sure that we continue on doing the great work that we do here.
I know that you do, with your offices in Buffalo, work with Erie County leadership, City of Buffalo leadership. One of the people that has been talked about is Mayor Brown. I don't know how much you know about Mayor Brown, but if he was to be one of the finalists, what would you say about his leadership that would make him a great asset for the OTB?
I know Mayor Brown a bit. I'm familiar with his work as the mayor. I think he's a strong candidate. Again, I don't know who he's competing with, so I can't tell you, you know, relative to that. But I can tell you, I think he's a good leader. I think he has strong relationships throughout the state. So we'll see who the finalists are, and we'll see how that works out.
Is there anybody that you would recommend, or is that, you know, that's up to the board?
That's completely up to the board.
And I do want to ask you one more thing. I know that there's been a couple state lawmakers, in particular Assemblywoman Wallace and also Senator Ryan, with regards to the severance packages that the board did give out to you and a couple of other executives, and calling out the OTB and asking for the state attorney general to get involved and everything like that. Is there anything you have to respond to the allegations that have been brought about against you and the OTB going forward with that?
Yeah, I mean, I would just echo what the attorney for the board told the representatives and the general public. You know, clearly the statute that appointed doesn't apply to what the board did. They have had very good legal advice, that they're on solid legal ground. And I would say, what Terry Connor said, which is, we certainly will cooperate with any probe that anybody wants to come in. We've done that with anybody else who's come in here, whether it's the comptroller or whoever comes in here. We provide documentation, we provide people who want to talk to them. you know, we're very transparent in that regard, and we'll continue to be that way.